Thanks for listening to this week's Wellspring Church podcast as Pastor Trey Kelly leads us in this series, A Place to Call Home.
Hey, we kind of changed things up today. We threw an audible. I don't feel very good. I have been sick all week, and I don't understand it because she's been giving me essential oils.
You said you weren't going to say that.
But I did. But I did. I did. I'm the worst. So last hour, I preached this message by myself, and let's just say it didn't go that well, and there were things dripping places. And so we called an audible, and I asked my wife to come up here and teach with me, and she is. And so we're really, really excited about that. Is that something I need to change, Joe? Is that all right? So anyway, we're gonna do this together. Thanks, TJ. We didn't plan this. And so,
and hats off to our amazing team, a lot of which are volunteers.
Yeah.
They did an awesome job getting all this set up for us real quick right before.
I literally made this decision 10 minutes before we opened the doors.
Yes.
I was like, hey, I need her to teach with me so that I can blow my nose if I have to. And,
I thought it was because you love being a team and
that
you felt
too.
Like it needed a team effort today.
Sure, whatever. If that makes you guys happier, then yeah, that's what it was. But hey, I'm really excited about today because what we're doing today is I mean, you just saw the video again. For those of you who didn't know, Wellspring has a new home. And I realize I didn't say this last hour, and I apologize for that, but they can watch the video. We have 6 months in our lease arrangement to do all our construction before we actually move in. And so that's when we hope to move in. We should be in within 6 months. I don't know that we'll be in before 6 months, but we should be in within 6 months. So that puts us to mid to late May is when we hope to be able to move into this facility. And so what we're going to do today is I want to really talk to you about kind of the journey God's taken me on and taken the church on. And if you're a guest today, I just want you to say, I want to say how glad we are you're here. Today's going to be a little different. First of all, we don't normally teach together, but bonus, right? She's better than me. We don't normally teach together, but two, today's going to be a little different. Like, you know, normally we just talk about struggles we all have and how God solves them through his word. And we're gonna do that throughout the series, but today's really a story. Today's a story of how God's brought us to this step. And God's brought us to this place. And if you're a guest today, what I hope you hear today is the links to which the church, this church and the people you're sitting next to, the links to which they're willing to go to make sure you and your friends and the people in Myrtle Beach know about Jesus. Because that's really what this is a story about. Wellspring has always been a church born out of sacrifice. Every person in this room is here because someone else sacrificed for you to be here. From the very beginning, that's how we started as a church. And today I'm going to talk to you really about kind of the biggest step I think God's ever asked us to take, the biggest sacrifice I think he's ever asked us to make. But I also believe it's going to lead to the greatest season of ministry we've really ever had as a church. And so what I really want to talk about today is why we're doing this, you know? Why are we moving? Why are we doing any of this? And the first question we really have to ask is why move, right? And if you're on set up, tear down, you're like, because we set up and tear down every week, right? If you don't think we should move, go talk to somebody on set up and tear down, and they might kick you in the face. They might. Although I will say this, I don't think there's ever been a better time to join set up and tear down because now it's a limited time offer. And here's the deal. When we get in the building, we're going to know who set up and tore down. So if we get in the building, you start talking about, I remember we used to set up and tear down, and you actually didn't do it, we will call you out.
And folding up your chair at the end of this service doesn't count.
Oh, she called you out!
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
I'm just joking.
Wow. So why move, right? And the first question really is, this is not our home. This isn't our home, right? I think we got a video we're going to show you. I mean, we do. This is the gymnasium that we set up and tear down every single week. We have to come in after the Y closes on Saturday. We have to be out before they are open again on Sunday. and it makes it really difficult, right? And so because of that, there are several limitations that come with this being a temporary facility, right?
Yeah, I was going to go over some of these for him. So some of the limitations for this facility, limited space for growth. And I guess you guys, you've been around, you see this, you know this. First hour today, it's pouring rain, and we had chairs to the back wall, which is an amazing thing, but it does not give us
room. Yeah, the
9:30
service are freaks. I don't understand. Like, do they not know you can come at 11? I don't understand it.
Yeah, so we've tried to figure out the service times. Anyway, but we're running out of chairs, and you know if you have kids in our kids' areas, we're literally creating walls with pipe and drape. That's what all this black stuff is. We're creating walls with spaces to put your children, and they're still having an amazing time, but we are running out of room. And so we really just don't have room to grow, and what that really means is people will stop coming. I know that doesn't, you know, that you don't, might not think about that, but it's true. If we don't make space for people to come, they won't come. And we know that God called us here to share his love and to be that to these people in Myrtle Beach. And so we don't have enough space.
Yeah, it's cute to run out of chairs like twice.
Yeah. And then you start
but
getting stressed.
Like after
it.
A month and a half, if you ain't got a seat, you're going somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's, we have somebody that does all the chairs each hour. He leads the team, and he's like, oh, I always get a workout, and now I think he's in shape. He's ready to, you know, have enough space for everybody. So the next thing that the limitations of the YMCA does for us is the limited ability to add services. A lot of times that's what people will do, like, oh, why don't you just add a service? But the Y opens at 1 o'clock. So that means that we have to be out of here. Tear down has to be done, and oftentimes there's like just two basketball players waiting to come into the gym at the end of the day, but we can't add a service because that means we'd have to do like a 7:30 service, and y'all are the 11 o'clock. You know you don't want to come to a 7:30 service. So we don't have the ability to add services to have growth. When we have our own place, we can add as many services as we need to make that happen, which is an amazing, amazing thing to reach people here in Myrtle Beach. One more limitation. Limited creativity, and I hope some of you really do say, no, really? They can do more creative things than this? Oh my goodness, I cannot wait until we have our own place, because it is going to be just awesome how we're going to be able to let you guys do some of your gifts and our gifts to just be creative and how we spread God's love and God's word. I always think of this story. When I taught Mother's Day for the first time this past year, my friend Esther literally brought the curtains from her house to use in this place. And so we can't wait to have a place where we can just be creative in our own way and set it up and have room to do what we'd like to do.
We really want to see how much of Esther's house we can get in the building.
Yeah, last time she brought lights.
Like
awesome.
How much?
Awesome.
Well, and let me speak to this real quick, because you've heard me talk about this. We think Sunday morning, we think this hour should be the most exciting, the most engaging, the most jaw-dropping hour of your week, because this is the hour where we set aside to focus on the God of the universe, who is the most amazing, jaw-dropping, exciting being we know of. And so we want Sunday morning to be that. We want this to be the thing you talk about all week. We want things happening in here that you are like, how did they do that? We want your kids to run into their environments. We want them to be so engaging and so engrossing that they don't want to leave, right? And we try as hard as we can to do that here, but there's just limitations. But and, you know, some of you, I've had people ask me, so what does that mean we're going to do at the building? And my answer is, you'll just have to wait and find out. Quit asking so many questions, people. But we are so excited about that. And again, if you're a guest today, or if you have friends, you know, our goal, even for guests, even if they don't believe what we believe, because we believe a man died and came back to life, right? That takes some time to process. We believe that, but it takes some time. And so we don't expect them to just jump right in week one, but we hope they have such a great time and that they're so engaged that they think, well, what they believe is crazy. But man, I had fun. And so I'm going to go back. That's all we care about. Just come back. Just come back again, because we know if you keep coming back, eventually God's going to change your life. And so this building will allow us to do many more things that are engaging and creative and that create those experiences for people that you can tell your friends about and that people can tweet about and share, and we're really excited about it.
Oh, and there's one more. This building, YMCA, it has limited visibility, meaning from the road. Like, if you want to come here, you've got to be looking for us. And it's awesome. We have people who visit our website and will come and find us. But we also know that that's kind of limiting the Holy Spirit's ability to just, like, tap people and say, oh, you should go here, you should go here. So being kind of hidden and off the way here at the YMCA is a limitation for us, and we can't wait to change that with the new building. So
basically what all that means is as a staff, we've prayed about it, and we really feel like that we're limiting our ability to change lives on the Grand Strand. At the end of the day, that's really it. You know, for 5 years, we've been mobile, we've been set up, tear down, and it's been great, but we think we've hit our lid, you know, and for us to continue to reach the people God wants us to reach, it's time to make a change. It's time to move into a permanent home. And so just because we're going to move to any home, you know, the question then becomes, okay, why that building? Why the Golf Dimensions building? And that's a great question. And I really want to tell you a story. You know, we've been looking for a building. I have written here that we've been looking for over a year, but TJ always reminds me we've been looking for like 4 years. And that's true. We've been looking for a permanent home pretty much since we got here. And there's just really never been anything come available. And we've had a few opportunities. We've pursued a little bit and, you know, got shut down pretty quick. And so I've got a friend in Dallas, Texas that I've known for over 10 years, and he's got a really cool job. What he does is he actually works with churches to help them get into permanent facilities. It's like one of the things he does. He has a commercial developer background. He's also an ordained minister. And he's just carved out a little niche for himself that's really fantastic. And he's helped several friends of mine. He actually helped us at Keystone when I was back there. Many of you heard me talk about Keystone. And so I called Bill about 6 months ago and just said, hey, man, well, actually before that, because we looked at a property and it wasn't going to work, but I always run it by him. And about 6 months ago, I was like, man, you know, we're running out of space. We got to do something. What do you think we ought to do? And he said, well, where do you want to be? I said, Bill, honestly, I don't know. He said, well, where's your dream location in Myrtle Beach? I was like, I'm not sure. I was like, I have some thoughts, but I'm not 100% positive. Myrtle Beach is a weird place. Like, it you know, there's so many different area, you know, facets to what's going on. He said, well, let me do this. Let me do a study of the area for you. I'll do a demographic study. I'll do a traffic study. I'll figure out where people live, and I'll help you identify some places where you should really, really focus. And as he was studying, he discovered a couple things. One thing, he said, he discovered that the average commute in Horry County is 21 minutes long. So most people on a day-to-day basis, when they're driving to work, they will travel 21 minutes. And so what he thought, he's like, all right, well, let's use that as our grid, right? So then he asked this question. He said, if we could pick anywhere on the Grand Strand to place Wellspring that would put you within 21 minutes of the most possible people, where would we put you? He's like, so if our goal is to be within 21 minutes of the most people on the Grand Strand, where should you be? And here was his answer. The intersection of Highway 501 and 31. Now, if you know where our building is, it's less than 2 miles from that intersection. So what that means is why this building is because of the strategic location. This building puts us within 20 minutes of Merle's Inlet, 20 minutes of Conway, 20 minutes of North Myrtle Beach, and less than 20 minutes from Socastee, Carolina Forest, and Myrtle Beach. Less than 20 minutes. It puts us within 20 minutes, get this, within 20 minutes of over 150,000 people. Yeah. 150,000 people. Puts us within a 20-minute drive. Puts us within their normal drive time to work. And so the location, really, it just can't be beat in terms of our ability to reach people. Because here's the cool thing about those 150,000 people right now. It's not cool, but it's a factor that that sounds awful. It's not cool, but what I was going to say is they don't know Jesus yet. And so it's not cool that they don't know Jesus, but it's fun that we have that many people we can go reach, right? And so, yeah, she's laughing because I didn't know what to say there. Because I'd set myself up with cool. But the opportunity is so great for God to move, for God to do so many things. Another great thing about this building is the amazing visibility. You know, it is on the busiest highway in Myrtle Beach. And I know some of you are horrified by 501, right? Because I'm horrified by 501. A couple things to remember. The summer's not that long. And the cool thing about this building, you can get to it a ton of ways from frontage roads. So just don't tell the tourists about those, and we'll be fine. But here's the cool thing. Even in winter, right? Forget summer. Because in summer, there's like 80,000 cars a day that go by there. It's insane. Dead of winter, right? When it's all just us and we all love the beach. Over 40,000 cars a day will drive by this facility. Over 40,000 cars a day. Here's what that means. That's 40,000 opportunities a day for the Holy Spirit to nudge someone's heart and say, hey, why don't you give them a try? That's 40,000 times a day for someone who's on their last leg to say, okay, God, I'll give you one more shot. 40,000 a day. And on top of that, there's a double-sided billboard in the parking lot that we have negotiated into our lease. And we have the exclusive use of a double-sided billboard on 501 for the entire life of our lease. So not only is our building there, we get to have two billboards to scream to Myrtle Beach about how much God loves them. And just, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the other great thing about this facility is that we have room for God to move. And what that basically means is we have room to grow. This building that we're moving into is four times the size of the space we use here at the YMCA. And here's what that means. That means four times the ability for God to change lives. Four times. That means four times the size of what we have in here right now. Four times the amount of children we have singing their guts out to God over there. Four times the amount of students we have coming. Four times the amount of marriages being healed. Four times the amount of family trees being completely transformed by the life-saving truth of Jesus Christ. Four times as much. And it will all be ours. 24/7, 365, because it'll be a place we can call home. It'll be a permanent facility that's ours. So that's why we're really, really excited about it. It's just there's so much great happening there. And, you know, another question that comes up is, okay, I get we need to move. Okay, I get we need to go to the building. But why now, right? Why do we have to go so quickly? Why can't we take more time? And really, the answer for us for why now is that we believe God's opening the door to take this next step. You know, we believe that he's doing that. And it's really because of just the way he's ordered our steps so far, right?
Yeah, I was going to talk about this. It is amazing. You know, some of you know this, some of you don't, but we go away as a staff every June, and we take some time to really pray about the year. We plan the year. We spend time where all we're thinking about, everything's removed, and we're just praying and thinking about this church and what God wants us to do. It's really fun. And so we kind of plan out our series for the whole year. And we didn't know the Golf Dimensions was on, you know, available. Or we hadn't.
That's really true. She's not just saying that. We didn't know.
We had no idea. We'd hoped we'd have a facility at some point during the year, but we didn't have anything on the horizon. And so we planned out our fall. We kind of go through Christmas, and then we start the spring. And, you know, so we planned out our fall. And if you can think about what Trey's been teaching so far this fall, we started off in September with this, our vision series. We talked about why Wellspring is here, why we moved here, which made this church more unified than ever. I loved hearing from you. I still see you on social media talking about you're going to be known what you're for, one of our core values. So we all are on the same page, which was amazing. And then we planned a series all about God's unlimited supply, who he is all the time. And we saw so many people who decided to follow him for the first time. And we were reminded, if you believed in God forever, you know, as long as you can remember, you were reminded of his faithfulness and how amazing he is. And then we really did not have this planned. Trey just finished up a series on how to be rich, talking about stewardship and how we want to make sure that God has our heart and not our things. That was not planned, knowing that this was going to be the step. So what that means is we really know that God has been planning this longer than we have. And I will tell you, taking this step, it's been amazing. Walking through, finding the place, praying about whether that was where we should be or not, and getting the lease. I'm telling you guys, we know this is true. We know he's been planning this longer than we have.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing when it all kind of started to fall into place, was you have to look back and say, God, man, you really have been planning this longer than we have. And one of the cooler stories I want to share with you guys about that is the first time I actually went inside the Golf building, the Golf Dimensions store. I was with a friend of mine, and we had already talked to their realtors, but we'd actually never been inside the building. And he and I were talking one day, and he's like, man, let's just ride over there. And I was like, that is crazy. Yes, let's do that. And so he picks me up. We ride over there. We didn't even know it was open, but they weren't still a golf store, but they were just basically trying to sell all their furniture and fixtures and things like that. And so we kind of walked in, and there was this young guy about our age, and like how I did that, young guy our age.
I noticed that first hour. I was
subliminal
like,
messages. You know, really, really young guy our age. Super young. Yeah. Yeah, very fit, reminded me of myself a great deal. But he walks in, he's like, hey guys, how you doing? And we were just, Brian and I were just trying to play it really cool. And he's like, y'all want to see the building? I think he knew we were there to look around. And so he kind of gave us a tour of the building. And, you know, we've been talking for a while. And we're like, hey, man, you know, what's your name? He's like, I'm Jonathan. He said, yeah, I'm Trey. This is Brian. And I forget how he said his last name, but he was like, yeah, I'm Jonathan Smith. And the Smith family is who owns Golf Dimensions. We had actually Googled them on our way over to have some information. And we're like, oh, wait, so are you part of the family? He's like, yeah, I'm Jonathan. My dad, Bobby, he's here too. He's the owner, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, wow, okay. Didn't expect to meet the owners. And hope we hadn't said anything stupid. And so Jonathan actually says, well, my dad's right here. Y'all want
to
meet him?
To show how young you are.
What?
You hadn't said anything stupid to show how young you are, right? Like, for him to see that.
I don't get it. I don't understand. What?
Sorry.
What?
I couldn't help it. Go ahead. Sorry. So you meet Bobby.
Why don't you leave this to the professional, all right?
You're on your own.
This is all a show for y'all, by the way. This is all a show for you
it
to keep
not.
You.
This is how we talk on the couch
laughing.
At home.
It is not.
It is.
So anyway, the owner comes over, Bobby, and we start talking. And if you've seen the building, you know it's like over 70,000 square feet, the total building. And that was just way too much space. That was one of the biggest concerns I had was, man, we don't need this much space. And we're talking for less than 5 minutes, and he just kind of offers, hey, you know, if you don't need the whole building, just make me an offer on the front Golf Dimensions part, on the front 40,000, and we can deal with that, and I'll deal with the back later. And Brian and I are like, don't look at each other. Don't look at each other. Don't look at each other. And then we keep talking. He's like, and you know, it's interesting. Another church had kind of been in here before, kind of looking. It didn't work out with them. But we've already talked to the Tire Town next door, and they're willing to lease their parking to you for the weekend because parking would have been a huge issue. There's not enough parking there for us. And we were like, okay, this is cool. And he basically, he's like, hey, man, you know, we just sold our business to Golfsmith, and, you know, we're in a really good financial position, and so we're going to be really flexible. Just make us an offer. Let's work together. And so Brian and I, we leave, and we're walking in the parking lot, and I'm like, don't say anything until we get in the car. We get in the car, and we both kind of go, ah! Like, because I mean, God had even gone before us with the owner of the, he'd already made some provision. The two biggest things we were concerned about, not leaving the whole thing in parking, were already taken care of. And so, you know, it's just really, it's been that kind of story after story. You know, basically it was great until the lawyers got involved.
But not our lawyer. Our lawyer was amazing. Yes.
Until the lawyers got involved? No, I'm just kidding. It was a great process, and we have a signed lease now. And we really are excited about all this God's done. Now, How are we gonna make this happen, right? So what we're talking about today, you know, this is where God's taking us, and really the next step we think we're called to take as a church is we're asking everybody to join us on a journey. We're calling it a place to call home, right? And what a place to call home is we're calling it a 3-year journey of sacrificial giving and supernatural living. And basically what we're gonna invite everybody that attends Wellspring to consider is to join our family and our staff's family in praying about being a part of the next 3 years of giving above and beyond what we normally give to be able to create a place to call home. You know, we're calling this, it's a project, it's a financial project, and our goal over the next 3 years is to raise $1 million above and beyond regular giving in 3 years. And just like last hour, it got really quiet when I said that.
It still makes me go, ha, whenever he says it.
Yeah, but hey, $1 million above and beyond regular giving in the next 3 years. And above and beyond is an important thing there. You know, we're asking people to pray about, you know, if you already give, to continue to give that amount and consider for the next 3 years to sacrifice and to give more. And let me explain why we feel like we need to do this, right? That $1 million has three purposes. Number one, a place to call home is going to pay for the renovations of our new home, right? It is now a golf store. It needs to be a church. Nobody wants to go to church in a golf store. And so we've got to renovate the place. And then we've got additional rent, right? We pay rent here in our offices, but the rent at the golf store will be more than our rent now. And so our goal is that a portion of a place to call home will help fill that gap for 3 years. We actually hope that by our growth, we'll be able to pay that gap within 2 years, but we're going to budget 3 just to be safe, right? And so what that $1 million is going to do is it's going to help us renovate our new home. It's going to pay for the additional rent. And then the third thing it's going to do is it's going to cover our Love and Be initiatives in 2015. If you've been around Wellspring, you know, man, our love weekends are fantastic. We are doing great work around Myrtle Beach. And normally we take an offering every December that we call the love offering that pays for that. Well, because we're doing this, because God's opened this door, we're not going to be able to take our love offering this December because we're going to be doing a place to call home this December. But I just don't feel right about telling the city of Myrtle Beach, hey, man, we love you, and once you move into our building, we'll help you. You know, that just sounds creepy to me. So what we're going to do is we're going to take right off the top, whatever comes into this campaign, the top portion of that is going to cover our Love Myrtle Beach initiatives in 2015, because we're not slowing that down. We're going to keep serving this community. We're going to keep making a difference at Fostering Hope and with the Battered Women's and Children's Shelter and with New Directions and Myrtle Beach Primary. And we're going to add new partners in 2015 because God has blessed that too much and God is doing too much for us to slow down on that. And so a portion of a place to call home is going to make that possible in 2015, right? And so basically, that's why we're doing it. That's how we're going to do it. And many of you this week are going to get a packet in the mail. And this packet is just basically contains like a brochure about, you know, basically what we've talked about here. It's got some great stories of life change in it. It's also got a commitment card because what we're going to ask everybody to do is pray over the next few weeks. And then we're all going to come together and we're going to make a commitment. We're going to make a pledge of what we think God can do through us over the next 3 years. And the goal is that pledge will equal $1 million. You're going to get that this week. We're going to be talking about this the whole, you know, this is what our whole series is about. It's okay. You dropped that.
Sorry.
But really what we're asking everybody to do at the end of the day is let me hold the magnet. There's a magnet here that we want you to put on your refrigerator. And there's a prayer on the magnet. And really at the end of the day, we're asking everybody at Wellspring to pray this prayer. Because we know if we all pray this prayer and we all listen to God and we all do what he says, we will have more than enough to accomplish his purpose because God is in this. And here's the prayer. God, what do you want me to do to create a place to call home? That's really it. And here's the magnet, and we're going to ask you to put it in your refrigerator. We're probably going to leave it in our refrigerator for the next 3 years so that we're reminded about it every day of what God's calling us to do. And we're going to challenge you to do this with your families. Starting tomorrow, we're actually going to begin at 21 days of prayer. We've got prayer guides we're going to email out. It's going to be on social media. And we're asking the entire church to just take this journey together. Just take this journey of 21 days of praying and seeking God and remembering all the things he's done through this church and all the things he's done in your life. And just asking, all right, God, what can you do through me to create a place to call home for the 150,000 people who are going to be within 20 minutes of this new location? The 150,000 people whose lives you could change. God, what do you want me to do to make that a reality? We want you to pray, God, what do you want me to do? Not God, what can I do? Not God, what can I afford? Not God, what makes sense? But open-handed, like we've talked about in How to Be Rich. God, what do you want me to do to help create a place to call home? And if we all pray that prayer, I believe God will more than exceed our goal. And on December 14th, we're all going to come back together and we're going to bring our 3-year commitment and our first gift. So that means that over the next 21 days, we want you to be praying as a family. We're going to be talking about this every week as a church, giving you biblical examples and showing you stories of life change, stories of people whose lives have already been transformed by what God's doing here, just to paint a picture of all that God can do as we move into this new home. And so on December 14th, we'll come together and we're asking everyone to bring their 3-year pledge and to bring their best gift towards that pledge day one. And I'll be explaining more about that in the coming weeks about why that first Sunday is a really big deal. It has to do with how we're going to finance the renovations. But it's a really big deal for us as well. And so, but the biggest thing I want you to hear, the biggest thing I want you to hear is this is not about a building. This is not about raising money. This is about sacrificing so that God can use our obedience and our sacrifice to transform Myrtle Beach. That really is what it's about. As I said earlier, every person in this room is here because somebody sacrificed for you to be here. Every person is here because somebody took that step. And all we're asking, I'm going to talk about this next week. You know, I've never really talked this way with you as a church. I've never asked you to sacrifice because I don't take that lightly. In 5 years, I've never asked you to sacrifice anything. With all my heart, I believe God is saying now's the time. God is saying this is a cause worthy of our sacrifice, that this is a move worthy of us saying, all right, God, whatever it takes, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to make this happen so that we can see men and women and your friends and your family, your neighbors and coworkers all along the Grand Strand have their lives transformed by Jesus.
And we really would love for you to, as a family, if you're mom, dad, and you have kids. Our kids were too young to join us in this when we were at Keystone and we moved into a building. I cannot wait to walk through the next 21 days with them and talk to them about how when you talk to God and He answers you and you can be obedient to Him and to sacrifice in this way, especially with the holidays around. You know, their focus is always give, give, me, what kind of Jacob's Christmas list, seriously, is like bigger than this piece
of paper. He added to it this morning.
Yes.
A computer.
Yes. What he wanted. And so what a great way. And so I say that we would love for you to join our family. It's a wonderful time for us to really focus on our purpose here, to be reminded of that, and to really ask God what he wants us to do to create a place to call home, what steps he wants us to take. And our kids are going to be joining in that with us, and we're really excited to do that as a family.
So as we said, the prayer for everyone in the room is this: God, what do you want me to do to create a place to call home? That's really it. There's no numbers there, no goals, no twisted arms. This is all about willing hearts. This is all about going to God and saying, God, you've changed my life. What do you want me to do to help make it possible for you to change thousands more in Myrtle Beach? So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to close with a song. And it's a song you don't know. It's a new song. But it's basically, this song is kind of going to be the anthem of this project, right? This song is kind of going to be our heartbeat over this next month and really over the next 3 years as we take this giant leap to proclaim to Myrtle Beach, you are worth it. God loves you this much. He loves you so much. I'm willing to sacrifice some of the stuff I have so that we can make room for you, so that we can create a place to call home, so your life and your family's life and your children's lives can be completely transformed. So I want to pray for us right now. And after I pray, we will close with this song. And then I just pray on your way out, make sure you grab your sweet wristband that says A Place to Call Home. We've got these as well just to kind of remind you as you're going about your day that this is something we're all committing to pray about together. So let me pray for you.
It's two, right?
Do what? Oh, yeah, your kids are getting these too. Yeah, we got yellow ones for the kids. Because really, this is a church-wide, this is a family project. And I just can't wait to see what God does. Let me pray for you. Father, we love you so much. And God, we just thank you that you've opened this door for us. God, we thank you that you've ordered our steps so far. And we thank you that you're going to continue to order our steps. Father, I thank you for the privilege of leading this church, of leading these men and women who have been so generous and who will continue to be so generous with your resources. Father, I pray even now you'll just begin moving in our minds and moving in our hearts and showing us ways that we can sacrifice to make this happen. Showing us ways we as a family can decide together to do whatever it takes to create a place to call home so that lives in Myrtle Beach can be transformed. Father, I can't wait to see what you do through our obedience. I can't wait to see what you do through our sacrifice. And I cannot wait for 6 months from now, man, when we move into that new facility, when we move into that place that we can call home, when we can begin to create the environment we believe we've been called to create, when we can begin to scream your name from the rooftops, when we can begin to advertise it to over 40,000 cars a day, that you and you alone are the answer to every problem and every question and every concern they've ever had, Father. This is all about you. It is the only reason we do this. So, Father, I thank you in advance for the fact that you're going to lead us to victory in this project. I ask you, bless us, guide us, and give us the courage to be as obedient as you want us to be. It's in your son's name we pray.
Thanks for joining us this week for the Wellspring Church Podcast. For more information, sermon downloads, and more, visit us at wellspringchurch.tv.